everyone. Thank you for joining me for another day to reflect on the Word of God. Today's scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 66. And before I read, let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this time as we gather as one family and reflect on your word. I pray that your word will continue to give us life, give us directions, and most importantly, give us peace in what you are doing and how you're leading our lives. Lord, we often see that we don't have control over the things that are in our lives, but Lord God, we know who is sovereign. We know who will continue to guide us and protect us. So Lord, I pray that we would have this restoration of faith in your goodness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? And so they came into being, declares the Lord. These are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit, and who tremble at my word. But whoever sacrifices a bull is like one who kills a person, and whoever offers a lamb is like one who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever makes a grain offering is like one who presents pig's blood, and whoever burns memorial incense is like one who worships an idol. They have chosen their own ways, and they delight in their abominations. So I also will choose harsh treatment for them, and will bring on them what they dread. For when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, no one listened. They did evil in my sight, and chose what displeases me. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your own people who hate you and exclude you because of my name have said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy, yet they will be put to shame. Hear that uproar from the city. Hear that noise from the temple. It is a sound of the Lord repaying his enemies all they deserve. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who has ever heard of such things? Who has ever seen things like this? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her, for you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart will rejoice, and you will flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but his fury will be shown to his foes. See, the Lord is coming with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down his anger and fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For with fire and with his sword, the Lord will execute judgment on all people, and many will be those slain by the Lord. Those who consecrate and purify themselves to go into the gardens, following one who is among those who eat the flesh of pigs, rats, and other unclean things, they will meet their end together with the one they follow, declares the Lord. And I, because of what they have planned and done, am about to come and gather the people of all nations and languages, and they will come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send some of those who survive to the nations, to Tarshish, to the Libyans, and Lydians, famous as archers, to Tubal and Greece, and to the distant islands, and have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory among the nations. And they will bring all your people from all the nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord, on horses and chariots and wagons, and mules and camels, says the Lord. They will bring them as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to the temple of the Lord in ceremonially clean vessels. And I will select some of them also to be priests and Levites, says the Lord. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. And they will go out and look on the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. The worms that eat them will not die. The fire that burns them will not be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. Amen. As you know, in the book of Isaiah, there's a tone of judgment. There's a tone of apocalyptic prophecy. There's a tone of Israelites, because of their sins and rejection of God, suffering greatly and reaping the consequences of their mistakes. And a lot of people think, oh, you know, God is so judgmental. You know, God is just wiping out everybody for doing something wrong. And that is definitely the part of the picture. Yet, the book of Isaiah always includes a component of restoration, the component of redemption, the component of after some time of trial and tribulations, there is this healing taking place among God's people. So God starts with this. God is looking for those who are humble and contrite in spirit, if you look at verse 2, and who tremble at my word. So God is talking about the heart position of God's people, because what happens after verse 3, he's talking about all these religious activities that people still do, yet their hearts are far away from God. And here's the thing. I think what we're experiencing nowadays is actually the shift from religious obligation to spiritual intimacy with God. And I am definitely not dismissing anything religious. I love our Sunday worship. I love gathering as one community. I love reading the word and praying as one community every single day with my high school students. But in the end, if our hearts are far away from God, everything that we do is useless. And that's exactly what verse 3 is all about. So this is my prayer for our Yong Nak family. Let's have the restoration of that humble and contrite spirit. And if we do have such spirit, if we do have such heart, then what do? We tremble at the word of God. Not because we're so frightened by it, but we're so in awe of it. We're so excited about it. We're so driven by it. And we love to be governed by it. So my prayer is that we will tremble at the word of God, because it gives life and it is filled with the power of God. And the verse continues that there are foes of God, and these enemies of God, they will ridicule you. They will hate you for worshiping God wholeheartedly. And I feel like as you go on about your life, especially if you're young, you'll face more and more opposition and rejection because of your faith. And there will be a point in your life, if it hasn't happened already, that your Christian faith will actually deter you from certain successes and accolades in life. When you do face such a disadvantage at some point, whether it be social, whether it be relational, whether it be even economic or career-driven moments, my prayer is that you will get through those moments with gladness. When you face persecution, when you face opposition or rejection because of your faith, my prayer is that you will continue to have joy, knowing that God is still with you, knowing that God will restore and continue to guide you all the days of your life. He will not let you fall because of your faith. He will continue to restore you and protect you, just like Psalm 23. Finally, there's this prophecy of judgment. As I quickly mentioned at the beginning of this reflection, that there's this tone of apocalypse. There's a tone of final judgment that happens. And, you know, if you read this in the from the lens of unbeliever or the casual reader of the Bible, you're going to have such negative image of God, because you're going to view him as such this angry God who's angry at people for sinning and all that stuff. But what actually happens is not just punishing people for what they've done or rejecting people for their sins, but actually healing and redeeming the people in agony, people who are suffering for their faith, people who are ostracized by the world for the sake of the gospel message. So guys, as God continues to direct and guide your life, how can he continue to guide and heal you? Because when Jesus comes in the New Testament, what is it that he does the most? He heals people. He provides guidance for people. He provides redemption and restoration for people who are suffering. And that's perhaps what God's final judgment will look like. And of course, there is this punishment for sins and justice restored. But mainly, it is healing and reclamation project for the people of God who actually endured a season of rejection and persecution for the sake of God's glory. So my prayer is that as we continue to reflect on the book of Isaiah, I hope and pray that you will walk away with more than just fear of what is going to happen in the end times, but also with great hope, with great joy, great resolve to continue your Christian journey all the days of your life. So that is my blessing to you, and let's pray together. Father, you are coming. Jesus made it very clear. He promised that he will return soon. And Lord, our prayer, our hope is that he will return soon. And God, as we wait for your return on this side of eternity, would you allow us to persevere in our faith? Would you allow us to go beyond simply fulfilling some religious obligations that have been placed for centuries, but actually have that eternal intimacy with God all throughout our lives? So Lord, I pray that you would continue to restore our church, restore our spiritual discipline, restore our love and respect and excitement for your word. So Lord God, would you allow us to be the powerful people of God, not just going about our religious duties, not just saying that we're believers, but actually living in power by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So Lord, continue to have mercy on our community. And as we engage in this Bible reading project together, God, may there be great joy happening every single day as we turn to your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.